Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
All right, let's talk about the Singapore FinTech Festival. It's the largest annual FinTech festival in the world. It's back this month for a second edition of what it calls SFF X Switch event, or SFF and Switch event.
That's right. And it's set against a backdrop of global challenges, of course, arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. This year's SFF Switch 2020 is happening between December 7th to December 11th.
And just like how the situation is around the world, it will feature a unique hybrid format, which combines a 24-hour online event platform with over 40 global satellite events around the world. You're talking cities ranging from Warsaw to Nairobi to Washington, D.C.
Soon they'll be calling it the International FinTech Festival.
I'm sure, yeah.
And here's the best bit. The lineup of speakers for this year is also very impressive. Let's name just a few of the notable speakers that they'll have on the board.
Yeah, Bill Gates. Needs no introduction. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand. One of my favourites, Kristalina Georgieva, the Managing Director of IMF.
Also Sundar Pichai, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Google and Alphabet, and Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft.
Let's talk more about this event. It's really a lot to get into. And on the line to help us out is Sopnendu Mahanti, who is Chief FinTech Officer at the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Getting ready for the big event.
Indeed.
I'm sure you are, Sopnendu. Tell me about it. let's talk about the fact that you spoke to us last year, and I remember you saying that you were drinking plenty of coffee trying to find out where it was, just to keep up with everything. This year, you've got this from December 7th to 11th, a hybrid event, 24 hours over 5 days. And believe me, I know, because I'm going to be helping you out with this. I think the big way that it's different from last year is you've expanded it to an entirely new format.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I look, when we started planning, by the way, you mentioned second year of the joint Switch and SFF program. In fact, for SFF, this is the fifth year. And we truly wanted to make it memorable at a huge event, physical event. But then the crisis came in. We pivoted to a hybrid model. And we thought we should retain some part of the physical element as people interact, they love to interact. But, you know, as second wave came in, it became highly difficult for us to do a big hybrid format. So we ended up in a big online format with some hybrid element in 40-odd cities globally. And as you said, it's a 24-hour format, and this is going to be quite different experience, because also we have put extremely focused effort in building an online platform which should not look like a webinar. It should almost feel like a TV studio as you are logging in from your home. So we expect that this is not another webinar. It is truly a digital experience which will make you feel little better than the usual webinar you see the whole year.
I'm going to hand over to Elliot in just a second, but before I do, I just wanted to... So I know that you've had a team that has dedicated itself to coming up with these really innovative ideas, including this Singapore skyline that users can click on. Can you just very briefly describe how that's going to work?
So it's a digital image of Singapore city, and you can choose one of the skyline and go to that particular office and then go inside that office through the digital experience and see a physical conference or a studio where things are being discussed. So we wanted to build as quickly as an experience where you're actually in a building and you're actually seeing somebody talking or having a panel going on. So we have built a city that's reflecting the spirit of the Singapore FinTech Festival, the startup area, the conference area, the networking area, and hope that will bring some element of physical sensibility to the world of digital experience.
So for the years that's passed, right, it's constantly been focused on the emergence of tech, the emergence of fintech, and building Singapore to be that sort of a hub. And this year we face a pandemic that's pretty much pushed technology 5 years ahead of its time in a couple of months. What then do you focus on this year? What kind of conversations are of importance this year at the Singapore FinTech Festival?
So, because we're doing it in the end of the year, one big advantage we have, we actually can talk about what happened this year. So what is happening at the festival, we are bringing a complete top-class thinker who will give us a very good summary of how we went through this year. They will talk about the challenges, the disruption, the impact for this year. So people must understand in some depth the real impact of this pandemic. And after that, we'll go start talking about how do we handle this? What should we think about as we come out of the crisis? And look, as you said, we are going to hear from the best and the brightest. You cannot get anybody better than Bill Gates talking about how to come out of the crisis from an economic sense. We have Dr. Raghuram Rajan, eminent economist, talking about economics, the impact on SMEs, small businesses. We have 35 global bank CEOs. They're all going to reflect in the conference how they're going to come out of the crisis. Our focus is how to get people out of the crisis. What are the ideas out there? What should we do? How should we respond? And what are the requirements in terms of skill set we must have as we deal with the new world?
I think that's a brilliant topic. But these top speakers, right, was it easier to get them on board since they don't need to fly here?
No, but I think people believe that because it is a webinar or an online event, you can call them and they will come and speak. Answer is no. It is as difficult as in any way as you do in a physical world. These are top class speakers. They don't show up because you call them and tell them you are sitting at your home. Please come and join us.
And I tell you what, you can't imagine the prep calls that go on behind the scenes.
So don't think they got an easy job this year just because it's remote. Yeah.
And you know, we want to ensure that when these leaders come, they truly engage with the platform and the people who join the platform. And we want to give the best insights possible today globally.
Yeah, you want to encourage that sense of connectivity for everyone all over the world, right? But this is the thing, right? You've opened this up to the whole world in a way. And, you know, we were just joking earlier that soon we'll be calling it the Singapore International FinTech Festival.
Yes.
How will it help power the next stage of Singapore FinTech?
I think this has established Singapore FinTech Festival at a scale which is unimaginable. I mean, you think about this year we have one Nobel laureate, four heads of state, 20 global tech CEOs, 20 academicians. You know, the scale and the breadth and the range of topics, and in terms of the speaker, in terms of the content, I think we are in a new base when you come out of this, when you start thinking next year. So for us, I think we have set a new bar for ourselves. And we want this to be the new Davos of FinTech. We want Singapore FinTech Festival to be the place every year people come here, celebrate success, celebrate talent, celebrate people. And we all get inspired for ourselves and for the society around us.
Okay, it's time for my try my luck moment since Sopnendu, you are from MAS. Any chance you could give us some updates about this digital banking license? It's called try my luck, so if I fail,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's waiting for that, but I think it will come.
Okay.
But I cannot say when, but one thing I can say, it will come very soon.
Okay, Ken, I'll take it.
Fair enough. But did COVID push that back, the decision?
No. I think people, in a way, it could have bit of a, operationally, it could have taken a little time. But I think pretty much we are on plan, we are on track. There could be a few months here and there, but I don't think it has significantly impacted the roadmap of when to talk about it or when to decide.
Okay, let's talk about this pilot employment outlook survey by MAS. And some of the findings was that financial institutions in Singapore are planning to offer 1,800 newly created jobs from July this year to July next year. Tech-related roles lead the hiring demand. That accounts for about 49% of the new jobs. I mean, you can't help but want to draw the attention to the foreign talent discussion. I mean, what is your take on this? We've had conversations before and we've talked about how talent in this sphere is, there's not enough. People need to upgrade. Are people upgrading fast enough?
Look, let's be practical, because it takes time to get upgrading your skills when it comes to technology. It's not something you read in a book and start coding tomorrow. It's not that easy. And we've got to be pragmatic and practical. What we need to do is to provide enough exposure for people who are getting and shifting their skill set. And I can tell you, at least in the space of finance and the fintech, we have enough opportunity. In fact, we have our demand is far outstripping the supply we have. So we don't have a problem of finding a job if your skill set is ready for taking this job. What we got to think very deep and hard, how to provide the opportunity in terms of where to skill, how to skill, what are the right skills you must have, and find a new way of getting the manpower, get ready for this huge demand we are seeing in this space. I think that should be our focus. I personally don't believe we have an issue of finding jobs. The question is how to get people to the right job so they are satisfied in the career and they can move forward. I think that's where our big focus is.
Yeah, great, great concerns. Obviously, you know, we want to celebrate fintech, but we are now increasingly getting an idea of some of the challenges that we need to talk about. For example, the question over whether or not fintech and access to it is driving the risk of consumer debt. You know, you had Ant Group and how it was clamped down upon by the Chinese government. That brings into question, you know, are these companies banks at the end of the day? And do we need to change our definitions? What's your view?
And look, Manisha, we have changed the definition 5 years back of fintech. So for us, there are two kinds of fintech. There are fintech which provide financial services, what you just mentioned. There are fintechs which helps banks to digitize faster and businesses to digitize faster. Singapore in particular is blessed with have a dominant set of fintech who are in the second bucket, helping banks to digitize, helping business to digitize. From a sectoral perspective, we are in a very good shape. That is the reason why this year the fintech investment was better than last year in spite of the crisis. We are going to cross $1.2 billion year to date. So from a sectoral perspective, okay. But now when you're talking about fintechs rising debt, the challenges, yes, it is across all sectors. But fintech's models are also very, very agile. They fix themselves, they rewrite the models, and they fine-tune it. And they're able to deal with the crisis relatively better than what we expect normally from a sector like this, which is huge, has a huge exposure to changing economic situations around us, which is very rapidly changing.
So we asked you this question, and this is just to wrap up, right? We asked you this question last year, and you've shown us what you can do with a year's worth of planning. So then FinTech Festival, Singapore FinTech Festival 2021. So Nendu, how do you outdo the standard that you're setting this year?
I can tell you, I have a remarkable team and a remarkable ecosystem. Is this fact? Singapore has the best ecosystem. We have people like all of you. Manisha helps us. We have so many people who come together out of their own passion, and they come and work with us and make it better. So it's not only to MAS or myself or my team. It is the whole community which comes together to make it work. And also beyond Singapore, look at Philippines, Indonesia, they all come together to make it work. So we are very blessed, and it will get better.
Well, it's certainly going to mean less sleep since it's going on. How are you guys going to? Good luck.
Thank you.
You have to take leave to do that, I tell you. We've been speaking with Sopnendu Mohanty, who is Chief FinTech Officer, Monetary Authority of Singapore. As always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Take care, stay safe, and of course, good luck for the Singapore FinTech Festival.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.